Hello.
Hello. Yes. Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. And I'm not selling anything. I will not ask you for a donation. Can I speak with John Roman, please?
That's me.
Okay. All right, sir. And just for qualification purposes for this survey, okay. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix, Arizona are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off the wrong track?
In the right direction.
Right direction. Okay. All right, sir. And I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area in Phoenix. Okay. This area lies south of Salt River, north of south of Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this as Levine. This is the definition clear, or do you need me to read it one more time?
No.
You know, with the area again. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. First, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born?
52.
1952, okay. Thank you. Person, are you, is anyone in the household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Two of us.
Okay, so both. All right, thank you. All right, and overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, okay. All right, sir, next I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine, okay? Please rate me on each on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that, you know, it would do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life in Levine, okay? You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more will improve the quality of life of Levine. Okay, more
okay.
Shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses. Would that say very little or from 1 to 5? What number would you say?
5.
5. Okay, what about more dining and entertainment options?
5.
Okay, better public transportation options?
5.
Better streets and road maintenance?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
And more good paying jobs.
5.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Employed. All right. Thank you. All right, so I'm thinking about businesses in your area. Would you say that there are too many, too few? About the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Repeat that again.
Thinking about businesses in your area, would you say they are, you know, too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Too few. Okay. All right. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I think it's about right.
About the right amount, okay.
Yeah.
Right, thank you. All right, so I'm thinking about commercial development. I'm going to read you a list of different kind of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me if you know, tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. The first one would be doctor's office and hospitals. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat, not.
Okay, somewhat.
I think we have plenty now.
Okay, what about dollar stores and discount chains?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Would that be yes, strongly, or just yes, somewhat?
Yes, strongly, I'm sorry.
Okay, what about restaurants, bars, entertainment venues?
Yes, strongly.
Grocery stores and supermarkets.
We don't need
okay.
Many more of those.
Okay, what about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yeah, we could use a Target.
Okay, would that be yes strongly or just
Yes strongly, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem, sir. No problem. Okay, so in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like, you know, would you most likely to see more in Laveen?
Probably, it's hard to say. Private, not so much, franchisees, private businesses opening places to eat.
But not so much franchises.
Yeah, not so much franchises. I think we have enough franchisees serving fast food. We need sit-down restaurants, you know, maybe private owners.
Okay, more private owners, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me write this down real quick.
Right. Sure, go ahead.
Probably private-owned restaurants.
There you go.
All right. Okay. Okay, now switching gears a bit, how much of a problem, you know, is housing affordability in Laveen? Is just, you know, that is say how much cost to buy or rent a home, you know, housing affordability is a big problem. A fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I think it's not a problem at all.
Not a problem at all. What about how much of a problem is availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, a number of houses, you know, condominiums or apartments that are available to buy or rent.
That's not a problem.
Not a problem at all, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and still thinking about residential development, you know, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing for each one. Please tell me no or yes if you'd like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums. Would you say yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Oh, strongly.
Okay, what about townhouses or attached homes?
No.
Okay.
Strongly.
Single family detached homes?
No.
Okay. What about housing options for seniors?
Yes. Strongly.
Okay. Yes, strongly. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. Okay, I only have a few more questions. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
11 to 20.
11 to 20, okay. And then do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own it.
Own, okay. All right, sir, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each, okay? Proposals is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you strongly favor that, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, what about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Yes. Strongly favor. I'm sorry.
All right. What about changing zoning laws to allow for, you know, for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, so strongly opposed. All right.
Yeah.
What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, what about change zoning laws to allow mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, and change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, now finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purpose, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
No, 14 years.
14, but would that be a four-year college graduate?
No, some college.
From college. Okay. So, okay. Yeah. From college. All right, sir. Now, what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Would you say less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100,000 to 125?
50 to 75.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And just finally, strictly for verification purpose, but my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
John.
Okay. All right, John. This concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time, and I really appreciate your help, okay? You have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.